online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Have you been dreaming about that new deck or dock? Well, what are you waiting for? At Yoder's Building Services, we're in the business for making new deck and dock dreams come true. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. Whether you're a contractor or doing it yourself, at Yoder's Building Services, we'll help you every step of the way. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
If you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson. There's something for everyone, including great lifestyle, men's and women's clothing, jewelry, and the most comfortable shoes from On Running Shoes, Birkenstocks, and UFOs. If it's game day you want, Elkmont has a great selection of all things Clemson with great brands like Vuori, Patagonia, Z Supply, and more. Find Elkmont in Powdersville and Clemson or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ELKMONT TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers.
Help us wrap up the week in style right here on Out of Bounds. Starting at noon right here on The Roar, our Friday show is going to be loaded. We're going to have lots of Clemson football talk as we recap day one of preseason camp. Plus, we're going to continue to talk SEC football. Look at Florida, DJ Lagway's injury issues. What do they mean for Billy Napier? Plus, a broader hot seat conversation. We're also going to do a postmortem in the Major League Baseball trade deadline and where the Braves stand. Plus, a little Braves-Reds talk as well. Join us on Friday on The Roar.
Tired of the same old look? Want to get a fresh, stylish haircut for the summer? Rooster's Grooming is the place to be. With highly skilled barbers and a comfortable, relaxed environment, Rooster's Grooming offers a unique grooming experience that's second to none. Whether it's a classic cut or a modern style, their team can make it happen. So why wait? Get your summer haircut at Rooster's Grooming. Make an appointment today by calling 864-884-8920. Rooster's Grooming, where style meets tradition.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Eric, what's the culture of Snyder Tree Care?
As long as I'm in charge of this thing, and I've been doing this 30 years, the culture is people first. It's always people first. We're not going to make a decision to make profits over taking care of people. And it starts with our people, our employees. We offer, you know, benefits. We offer tacos or something every third Thursday when they come in from a hard day's work, just to say, hey, thanks for being part of the team. It's little things like that that seem to keep people real happy with us.
Give it to Snyder Tree Care.
Walked up to the road rage. Let me tell you about my friends at Underdog. Get in on all the MLB action with Underdog. This MLB season, knock it out of the park on Underdog. Underdog's the leading place to make all your sports picks, and you can play now in South Carolina. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Their app has over 100,000 five-star reviews and millions of players on both. I'm one of those five-star reviewers and one of those millions of players. To play, all you have to do is download the app, choose whether a player will go higher or lower in any of their stats, choose from things like home runs, strikeouts, so much more. I'm not in tonight yet. I have to get in. My Underdog fix them when I need it. I have to have like four or five Underdog plays every night. It makes everything a little bit sweeter. Once your picks feel good, you can play with as little as a dollar. If you get everything right, you can win up to 1,000 times your money. If you get your picks correct, you win up to 1,000 times your money. I love the baseball. I love all of it. I love the fact that we can play in the day and the night. I love it all. I've got to get in. I've got to get in tomorrow. I've just not had a chance yet to get in today, and I need to get in. Download the Underdog app. Sign up now with promo code ROADRAGE to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus funds when you make your first deposit. That's promo code ROADRAGE. All capillaries, one word. Must be 18+. Present in South Carolina, Wisconsin, or North Dakota. Terms apply. See underdogfantasy.com/web/deposit-match-terms for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Ramona, is Dear Orlando calling us? Are we calling him?
He usually calls us, but I'm going to check on him.
Yeah, because he has never. We've had Dear Orlando on, like I don't know, 20 times. He's never, I don't think he's ever been late. Hopefully everything is well. The plan is to talk a little Atlanta Falcons today with Dear Orlando. And again, he has covered them forever. And, you know, it's interesting because, as we mentioned at the start, the Falcons have had some heated words, maybe a little fisticuffs, there's been a little bit of edginess, and and some like it and some don't. I sort of do. I think it's a sign that you're ready and that you're focused and that football is here, and I think that you need that element. I think you have to have it. Again, I'm not talking about over the top, you know, injuring each other. I'm talking about, you know, boys will be boy stuff. But I think Dear Orlando maybe has a different view on it. We'll see if we make that connection. In any case, you know, I feel like this football team is going to take a step forward. I think that the group is pretty good, and I think they're ready to take a step forward. I think the offensive line is going to be pretty good. I think Nuzel at center, Ryan Nuzel, you know, he took over. You know, Drew Dahlman, you had there, was everybody loved. But Ryan Nuzel is a guy who has some ability. And you saw that last year. Kirk Cousins spoke highly of him. You know, Cousins actually said, you know, you don't have many guys at center who can anchor and move laterally. He said, normally they can only do one or the other. And I think it's a true statement. You know, normally they can either sit their butt down and anchor, in which case, you know, the quarterback gets killed because they can't move laterally. But they generally can't do both. Or if they can move laterally, you know, they've got good athleticism and quickness, they're not strong enough to anchor. Well, in Nuzel's case, he does both. And, you know, you felt like that was going to be a big problem, big hole to fill with that loss, and yet it hasn't been. So, you know, a guy who, I don't know what was expected from him, but, you know, I think he's playing like one of the better centers in the league, and I think this is going to be his big-time breakout year. So I'm pretty optimistic about him. Obviously, Chris Lindstrom is one of the better guards in the National Football League. And, oh, by the way, he is paid like one of the better guards in the National Football League. Jake Matthews has been around forever. You know, Bergeron. And then Caleb McGarry. And, you know, Caleb McGarry is the most interesting player on this offensive line. McGarry is a big athletic dude who has had some issues at times. Now, if you listen to Atlanta's coaching staff about Caleb McGarry, they just love him. You know, they talk about what a freak he is, you know, at 6'7", what a freak athlete he is, and how dominant he is in the run game and all these type of things, and he is. It's pass pro that's the question, and they seem to think that he's going to be fine, that he's going to do well in that regard. I think, you know, that's a question because, you know, in this offense with the left-handed quarterback, the guy who protects the back of the left-handed quarterback is Caleb McGarry. It's the right tackle. So this is an offense where, obviously, given Michael Penix, that the right tackle becomes more important than the left tackle. We have Dear Orlando on. Dear Orlando Ledbetter, one of our favorite guys in the industry. Dear Orlando, great to speak with you again. Good to have you.
Likewise, Walt. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Always love speaking to you, Dear Orlando. So, you know, let me start with this. Let me ask you a generic question. Just about your feel, all right? I have not been very high on the Falcons in recent years. I'm feeling a little bit warm and fuzzy about this group, dear Orlando. I'm feeling a little bit better about this group. Am I wrong?
No, I don't think so. The optimism's pretty high, but then when you look at the fact that they're going to have 6 to 8 new starters on defense, it's like, why are we so excited about this team? But a lot of people are, and I kind of get it. Got offensive weapons. You got a new quarterback. You're going to probably score some points. So that's probably what most people are excited about this team so far.
Let me ask you about the tone that we've seen so far. We're only a few days in. I think you wrote something about this on Twitter. Maybe this concerned you. I seem to have read an exchange with somebody else that you were involved with. There's been a little extra energy to your Atlanta. Little boys will be boys kind of stuff. Maybe mixing it up a little. See, I think some of that is a good thing. Do you not agree with that?
Oh no, I concur wholeheartedly.
Okay.
Yeah, there've been a couple dust ups there. Yeah. We haven't seen in a while at Flowery Bread. So James Pierce is bringing a little edge to that defense. The veteran lineman didn't like the fact that he was going so hard, and they had a couple rumbles with him on Sunday. And then Drake London had a couple drops that day, and the ball got punched out, and he had a drop on the ground. So we wrote about it, and then I tweeted, hey, Drake dropping money on the ground. And then the next day in practice, he catches the ball in front of me and is like, hey, D-Led, report that S. So, everybody's a little feisty up there at Flowery Branch this early here at training camp.
Let's start with quarterback. I'm incredibly high on Michael Penix. I always have been. I picked the year that Washington went to the national championship game. I picked them to go to the national championship game before the season because of Penix and those receivers. And I've seen nothing but good things since. You know, draft night, obviously it caused a lot of consternation in Atlanta because he already signed Kirk Cousins to the $100 million deal, and the Falcons went with Penix at 8. Look, I don't know about the both of those moves together, but I still thought you had to make the Penix move, and I like all the returns thus far, D. How are you feeling about Michael Penix? I love him as a pure thrower of the football.
Yeah, I really like his deep passing. Yep. Also, at Washington, I saw 5 games that year and thought he was definitely a pro prospect. I don't know if he was supposed to go 8 or not, but hey, he did. They did a good job with him last year at the end. Was able to put up some points, and he hadn't practiced with these guys, so he's got a better rapport with them now, with Drake and Kyle Pitts. Maybe they can unlock Kyle Pitts now. We'll see. But I didn't buy the whole waiting for him to sit for 3 years deal. I never, because he's already 25, so you were gonna have him starting at 28, maybe play, he'd be 32 before his first contract, or 29 when his first contract up. So he's already thinking he's gonna have to play into his 30s. So him starting sooner than later, especially after Kirk got hurt and kind of hijacked the team by playing hurt last year. I was kind of ready to see them turn the page and move on to the 25-year-old Michael Penix.
Yeah, and obviously Cousins has never had a great arm, but after he was injured, he had the arm of a 4-year-old. I mean, what we were seeing was just horrific. I mean, it was just, he couldn't be out on the field, and he was. Now, to his credit, early in the season, he played pretty well. He had a 500-yard passing game, and he looked pretty good. Where is that situation right now, Orlando? The dynamic of that situation of still having Cousins on this roster, how is this story going to conclude?
Yeah, I think it's going to, it's two ways, two schools of thought here. One, he stays here as backup this year, and then when his numbers drop, most teams will have room to trade for him. The other one is, hey, people get through camp and don't really like their quarterback situation, and they say, we could fit $27 million under the cap then they make a trade for him. But he's got a no-trade clause, so he's going to get to dictate where he wants to go. So he's not just going to go anywhere. Maybe he will go anywhere just to get out of here so he can start again. but it's not going to be a good situation. I couldn't see them trading him to the Saints. That would be a suitor. I don't know what's going on in Cleveland, but they certainly don't have the money to fit him on the cap. When Justin Fields got hurt for the one day, people were already jumping the gun saying, hey, maybe they should get Cousins because they had the money. The Jets have the money to trade for him. But the scouts told us early on when this happened that his contract was untradeable. And unless some circumstances change, I got to figure that he's just going to have to hunker down and be the backup quarterback to Michael Penix for the 2025 season.
Yeah, because I'm just not sure there's anybody out there in the National Football League right now, unless they get really desperate, who would view Kirk Cousins as a potential starting quarterback anymore. I think we've seen enough to know that that ship has sailed. At least that's how I view it. I will say this. The guy is incredibly accommodating in interviews. I see these interviews where people are asking him question after question, and he'll answer. He'll patiently answer every question. He gives you thoughtful, introspective answers on other players on the team. I mean, he seems like a good teammate. He seems like a guy, if he was more accepting of the backup quarterback role, would be an ideal fit in that situation.
Yeah, no doubt. He's been the consummate pro, and he's still helping out Penix. And I think the people that saw the quarterback shows, like, hey, when he got demoted, one of the first things he did was go out in the garage and call Penix.
Yeah,
and kind of started coaching him up right there from the beginning. But then he also, got a dark side of Kurt. When the cameras aren't on, he goes to Arthur Blank. He calls the owner. Talks to him for 15 minutes, kind of, asking for the franchise to trade him and get him out of there. The owner just took notes and gave it to his football men and let the football guys make the decision. So, Curtis, he knows how to play the game and play the media and, show himself in a positive light, keep his value up. In New Orleans, after he went on TV and talked about his injury. He didn't want to talk to the real media. He just wanted to, get on there and make self-serving comments. So, hey, I understand it, but it's a little bit more than the warm and fuzzy Kurt that comes on there. Yeah. Off in the press conference.
So Kirk Cousins is maybe not exactly what he frequently appears to be. In other words, this dark side. I get that. Kyle Pitts is a guy we've talked about many times. Since his rookie year, D'Orlando, there hasn't been a lot to like or cheer about with Kyle Pitts. So there's some sort of hope down there that that Michael Penix can bring him back to life, eh?
Yeah, no doubt. It's his last year of his rookie deal. And, he's got to prove something. He had the big rookie year, hadn't done much since. They're not going to franchise tag him. That's $16 million. So he's basically playing for dollars this year. If I'm the Falcons, I try to get him off to a good start and maybe dump him at the trade deadline. If he's not worthy of the number four pick and, 4 years down the road, you can tell that Michael Parsons, Jamar Chase, Penny Sewell would have been better off. Yeah. All three of them and a couple other people would have been better picks at number four than Kyle Pitts, senior. Now he's had a kid and he's kind of maturing now. That's what they're hoping. He came in the league at 20. He's 24 now, and maybe he's grown up a little bit and can at least hold down his role as a tight end, run his routes better, play at a high level for a longer period of time. That's the Falcons' hope and dream for him.
God, he feels like he's 30 at this point. It's funny. When he was in college at Florida, he looked so dynamic and explosive and athletic. But I haven't seen any of that at the pro level. He doesn't look nearly as explosive or athletic as he did collegially. And obviously, there are better athletes in the pro game, but. This guy was supposed to be Brock Bowers way before Brock Bowers, and it just hasn't materialized other than that first season, as you said. Hey, D'Orlando, can you stay with us? We have to take a quick break.
Oh, sure, no doubt. I can stay with you, Paul.
Love it, love it. Dear Orlando Ledbetter, AJC, the man when it comes to the Falcons, will continue on the other side.
Hugs from patients, like Patrick. It's something QC Kinetics medical professionals experience every day.
I hugged them. You should hug somebody who does that for you. They gave me my life back, and I really didn't know where I was going to go because I was definitely afraid of having a knee replacement done.
No surgery, no downtime with QC Kinetics regenerative treatments. They give patients relief from joint pain using their own healing properties to repair and restore damaged tissue. And the results? Well, that's why we see a lot of hugs at QC Kinetics.
Everything is back that I thought I was never going to be able to do again. I'm still smiling and sometimes it gets emotional. I get a tear in my eye because of how I was before I went in there.
Those smiles and hugs never get old at QC Kinetics. It means patients are finally getting relief. And now, it's your turn. Call QC Kinetics today for your complimentary consultation and see if you're a good candidate for these amazing treatments.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
When you're on the water, peace of mind is priceless. Towboat US on Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi offer memberships starting at just $109 a year for freshwater services like towing, jump starts, fuel delivery, soft ungrounding, boat recovery, and more. Visit HartwellLakeServices.com.
Bojangles just launched the new Breakfast Burrito. Sausage, gravy, eggs, and bow rounds all wrapped in a flour tortilla. But hurry, it's here for a limited time. It's bow time.
America is facing a health crisis, and the answer isn't more meds. John Hite here, and I was able to drop 50 pounds on the PhD weight loss plan without taking Ozempic or any weight loss shots. I'm not going to be on medication, and I refuse to be when it comes to my weight loss, especially when these drug companies are out here just replicating GLP-1, the product in products like Ozempic that help some people lose weight, but then they just come with these massive side effects, the high costs, and all your weight comes back when you're done with the program, but not with PhD weight loss. You're going to actually drop the pounds faster the natural way. Yes, the natural way. Right now, to get started with PhD Weight Loss, they're offering you a free body scan and personalized metabolic assessment. In less than 5 minutes, you'll know what's really going on inside your body. Visceral fat, muscle, bone, metabolic age, and more. It will tell them the exact program you'll need to flip your fat-burning switch on and produce that GLP-1, most importantly, without a shot. And the body scan is totally free. Call now to book your consultation at 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Tough jobs need tougher protection. And now, Rhino Linings of Greenville is part of the Odyssey Vehicle Outfitters.
Get the spray-on bedliner that stands up to anything, from job site abuse to weekend adventures.
Rhino Linings delivers the ultimate in durability, backed by expert installation at Odyssey's state-of-the-art shop.
Protect your investment. Customize your ride. All in one place.
Visit OdysseyVehicleOutfitters.com
and get Rhino Tough today.
Boy, do we have a great show planned for you Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. for the Mickey Plata Show right here on The Roar. Besides our ReedyLandCo.com's hunting and fishing report, we're going to talk a lot of football. We're going to talk with college football with Scott Reimer, Tiger pregame show. We'll get with Josh Williams talking college football and also ESPN play-by-play voice Roy Philpott. But the big news, we'll let you hear from Dabo Swinney, day one of opening day of fall camp. We'll do that when you join us Friday for the Mickey Plata Show, 6 to 9 a.m. right here on The Roar.
Hey, Joe Fortenball here. Whether you're locking in your home run picks or riding with your favorite golfers this summer, ESPN Bet is your sportsbook for all the action. Go from checking stats on your favorite teams and players to placing bets in just a few taps. Plus, new customers can get $100 in bonus bets when you make your first $10 wager. Download the ESPN Bet app and sign up with the promo code JOEQ to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, the only place in the Upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Roar Walt Deptula Road Rage, we are back, and we are privileged to be joined once again by Dear Orlando Ledbetter of the AJC and a million other places. Dear Orlando wears many hats, and among them, he covers the Atlanta Falcons. Dear Orlando, we're talking a little bit about the Falcons' offense. Let's talk about that offensive line, because, you know, this offensive line has some pieces. I mean, obviously, the Falcons are paying Lindstrom a gazillion dollars. But Nuzel has done a pretty good job at center, and I think they're pretty optimistic about him moving forward. You know, Cousins talked about the fact he has the ability to anchor and move laterally, which he doesn't see very often in centers. You still have Jake Matthews there. And the Falcons say they're very high on Caleb McGarry. Now, we've had conversations about McGarry in the past. I mean, he's a huge athletic dude. Pass pro has at times been an adventure, and he's now the guy charged with protecting the backside of Michael Penix.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, that's a tradition. Left side blind side tackle, but, you know, it's right for the lefties. And we saw back when Michael Vick was here, they switched the tackles. They moved Ty Winer over to right tackle and had Schaefer move from right to left. The Falcons don't plan to do that. They plan to leave Caleb McGarry there. And their rationing is the way they play out of the pistol and the shotgun is that they don't need to flip him because the quarterback is, you know, looking straight ahead and, you know, he kind of see. I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me, but that's what they're telling us. The blindside tackle is a bunch of hooey. And because we run the pistol and the shotgun. So they said if they were under center more, it would be an issue. But they don't plan on being under center much. And, you know I hate it when they get in the shotgun on 4th-and-1 or getting the goal line situation, need 1 or 2 yards, and they're in the shotgun. You know, you don't take the ball 6 yards back away from where you're trying to go forward, and, you know, just kind of overcomplicating the game. But, he's a good run blocker, one of the best run blockers in the game, but he has struggled against elite speed. That was the book on him coming out of Washington, and it's been correct.
Yep, no question. Now, there's some other star power on this offense, dear Orlando. Obviously, the Falcons have one of the better backfields in the National Football League. I mean, Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier, these guys can both flat-out play. Those two guys are really tremendous football players. And Drake London is a tremendously versatile wide receiver who's pretty good in the run game as a blocker as well. So they have some weapons. Tell me about Darnell Mooney's injury and what that means to this offense, because he was the other guy that was instrumental last year, basically a 1,000-yard receiver. And it sounds like Atlanta's being a little coy about the exact nature of this injury.
Yeah, no doubt. But, we kind of figure it's a grade 2 shoulder strain. If it was 3, it would be a little bit longer. We don't know if it's the same, shoulder that he hurt last year that kept him out of the last game. They don't have to specify, you know, the shoulder. And I guess we can look and see which one's wrapped up, but we haven't, you know, we're taking them at their word that it's a shoulder and he'll be out a couple weeks. But they are, highly, optimistic about injuries. They don't, give you the real low down dirty here in exhibition season. You know, they'll have to fill out their injury reports week 1, and they're not one of the teams that are forthcoming about injuries. They try to minimally comply with the rules, and that's gotten them in trouble in the past, quite frankly. If the guy's out 4 to 6 weeks, just tell us 4 to 6 weeks. You know, we can call Dr. Chow or get on the phone. he'll look at the injury on TV and say, oh, yeah, that's 4 to 6. But we got to send him the film. But they won't let us talk to the doctors anymore. We used to just walk in the training room and get the list of injuries off the wall. But all these teams are being paranoid and top secret and then minimally compliant with the league rules on injury reporting.
Yeah, I think we do see more and more of that. The coaching industry, very paranoid as a chief characteristic. What about the rest of this receiver group, D? Beyond London and Mooney, I've heard a few things about Nick Nash. Hodge is a guy who's been a special teams guy. You know, the Falcons have talked up Casey Washington a little, and we saw him a little bit. And then they did add DJ Chark, who has been a deep threat in his career, but I don't know, you know, he was retired, so I don't know what his situation is right now.
Yeah, no doubt. He's in camp. He was working out with Easton Stick down in Dallas. He told him about him and thought he had something left in the tank. They certainly need some depth at that position because Ray McLeod is also in the mix there.
Yep.
But I don't think he's a one or a two. But he had a career 61 catches last year. So Kurt certainly liked throwing to him. But I think Nick Nash got a shot. They got David Seals. You know, went back to UCU, yeah. Went at
West USC Virginia
as a quarterback, and then ended up at West Virginia. And he's looked good. Kurt's been throwing to him a lot of Kurt plays. He usually goes to him in practice. And the kid that watched to me is Chris Blair. He's a big kid that was on the practice squad last year with Penix. He was Penix's favorite target. On the scout team last year, and you saw late in the season when Penix went up, Chris Blair went with him. So they like him. They like him. He can play. He can back up both spots. And he's big. He's going to probably make the team this year.
All right. On the defensive side of the ball, long-standing problem, no pass rushers. And the Falcons decided to address that in a really strong way during the draft. They draft Jalen Walker. You know, it was I've heard from many sources that they tried to engineer a trade to move up to 7 with Carolina. I think it was 7 to get Walker. They weren't able to, and yet Walker wound up falling to them at 15. So sort of a coup there. And then they come back and sort of double down on that. People thought this price was too expensive with James Pierce Jr. But so far, the Orlando, the returns on James Pierce Jr. seem to indicate he was worth the pick.
Yeah, no doubt. We'll see over time because we're going to watch that pod, that cluster that was there in the second round in the 40s because that's where they could have set. And yeah. Pierce probably wouldn't have been there, but Arezake went to Dallas around that time. And the other name, and I'm getting good reports out of Baltimore, is the Mike Green kid from Marshall who has 17 sacks. They said he's a beast.
He's a freak.
He's a good player. He has some baggage.
Yeah, that's
but,
it.
You know, so did Pierce. They got comfortable with Pierce. They could have did the same thing with Green.
Yeah, I you know, all I heard is this. I don't know, maybe you heard something other than this. I heard that Atlanta had removed Green from their draft board and that they were just not even going to consider him. Obviously, Green had been accused, and we have no idea whether there was anything to this, but he had been accused of multiple rapes, and they were not – the Falcons have demonstrated, it seems to me, in the past, a desire to shy away from any of that kind of stuff, and they did. Now, I think he's a unbelievable footballer. I thought he might be the second-best pass rusher after Abdul Carter in the draft. So, yeah, there may be a price to pay for that from a football standpoint. But, you know, so far so good on Pierce. Tell me about Jalen Walker. Is something going on with him the last few days? Because I thought I saw a tweet from you saying that there was something cryptic about Jalen Walker in the last couple days.
Yeah, he came out today and told us that it was a very minor hamstring injury. So, you know, they're getting them minimizing the injury. You know, if it's so minor, why does he miss 3 days of practice? So that was, you know, it was more than a minor. You know, hamstrings can linger. You push them too fast, then, you know, they could explode into something bigger. So I understand them being extra cautious with it. You know, they got all that image into the data that it could see, you know, the stress on the hamstring and, you know, when it's ready to go and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I understand why keeping him out. But then his position coach is like, man, he's losing reps. He's losing reps. He needs to be out here. So the medical people are winning for now, and they're going to try not to rush him back and blow the hamstring out.
How about Jesse Bates as a leader of this defense, dear Orlando? I mean, Bates is a guy who's obviously played a lot of football. Again, Cousins really complimentary about Bates, basically said he's never spoken to any DB who knows as much about football as Jesse Bates does.
Yeah, no doubt. Jesse came over, you know, great film studier, you know, great ball hawk with the Bengals. He came here and, you know, added that, you know, to the defense. But since he's the best player over there, it's natural that he should be one of the leaders. So he's worked on speaking up and being more authoritative over there. And so, you know, when you first come to a team, you try to blend in. But now it's year three. He's the best player on that side of the ball, you know, unless you want to say A.J. Terrell or Caden Ellis. But I'll go with Jesse. And, you know, he's trying to lead that young bunch up, show him some direction on how to play big-time defense in the National Football League.
And then, you know, the other thing was this last draft. You know, again, people questioned some of it, but I actually liked the move, given this team had not had any real pass rushers in a while. I thought it was a big hole. So they doubled down on that, as we talked about with Pierce. And then, you know, later on they came back and got Xavier Watts and Billy Bowman, and both those guys look like they could be players in the future for Atlanta.
Yeah, no doubt. Xavier Watts, great career at Notre Dame. Jesse said he knows everything. He's, you know, well-studied. He's like, now we got to see it on the field. And so we're seeing him share the safety spot with Jordan Fuller right now. I could see where Fuller might start the season out, and they work Xavier in over the course of the season, maybe even a big nickel package for him. But Bowman's going to get a shot at the nickelback competition. D. Alford's running first team now. But, I mean, they let D. Alford go and then re-signed him on the street after he had a really rough season last year with the completion percentage rate against him and the passer rating against him. You know, people could pick up those third downs. They just would look for D's guy and convert. You know, that was, you know, it was just a bad look for him. Tough kid, but, you know, they needed a little bit tighter coverage out of that spot. And Bowman and Clark Phillips III are getting a shot to dethrone D. Alford at the nickelback spot.
Yeah, and as far as Watts is concerned, you know, I mean, I loved him at Notre Dame, and he can run, too. So I really like that pick. And I think the Falcons, I think the early returns, at least, on this last draft is that the Falcons might have nailed this draft. So I'm pretty optimistic overall, D. I'm more optimistic than I've been in recent years about the Falcons. There's a reason to watch, and obviously, as you know, that division is definitely attainable. I mean, you know, Tampa's probably the favorite, but, you know, once you go past Tampa, you know, it's sort of a train wreck. So, I mean, how many wins this year, D? How many wins for the Falcons?
Yeah, I think 9 is the floor, you know. If everything comes together on the defensive side of the ball and, you know, Koo returns to his Pro Bowl form as a kicker, then you got a higher ceiling of 11, 12 wins there. You know, they're going to be able to score points. Now it's going to be, are they playing from the front and then able to play some defense and dictate some terms? I know that's the game plan, but we'll have to see if they can execute. It's going to be a rough start to the season, 4 or 5 games against playoff teams. But, you know, after that, everything is pretty manageable.
Yep, I picked them in the exact same range. So we'll see how that goes. We'll see. Either we're both going to be smart or we're both dumb. Either way. D. Orlando, a pleasure as always. I know you're doing a million things. Anything you want to promote?
We got our newsletter coming out on August the 7th. It's going to be called the Dirty Bird Dispatch. So you can subscribe, and it's free, and it'll arrive in your emails every Thursday at 10 a.m. So be on the lookout for that. We'll be on social and on AJC.com promoting that leading up to next Thursday's debut before the Falcons play the Lions on the on August the 8th.
Love it. Thank you, dear Orlando, as always. Really appreciate your time. Very generous, and always enjoy speaking with you.
All right, Wap. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure coming on The Roar and talking with you.
There you go. The great D. Orlando Ledbetter. I love that guy. I'm on it. He's clever. He's funny. And he is insanely accommodating. I mean, he bends over backwards, and he doesn't have a reason to do it. He just does. He's just a good guy. Walt Tip Tula Road Rage. Quick break.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey. GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
Hey guys, summer's here, and no one wants to see that tired dad bod at the pool. At Low Country Male, we don't do body positivity. We make men men again. That means trimming the belly, boosting energy, and showing up strong in the bedroom. Testosterone and weight loss plans start at just $5 a day with labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Plus, ED solutions, peptides, shockwave therapy, hair regrowth, and more. Make men men again. Visit lowcountrymail.com.
Do you love Takis Fuego chips? Well, you've never had them like this. If you never tried them, now's your chance. Wendy's new Takis Fuego meal is here with crushed Takis Fuego chips on a spicy chicken sandwich with chili lime sauce and a creamy corn spread, plus a small Fuego fries inspired by Takis Fuego chips and a bag of Takis Fuego chips while supplies last and a small drink. Available till midnight or later. Visit your local Upstate Wendy's to give it a try today.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain.
But we don't speak Spanish.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks. Babbel's conversational method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Estoy muy emocionado para ir a España contigo.
Aw, he just said, I'm very excited to go to Spain with you. Nos vamos a divertir mucho.
And that means we're going to have a lot of fun.
Sí. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Hey, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Are you looking to take your lawn to the next level in 2025? At Carolina Top Dressing, we are committed to serving the upstate and bringing golf course type practices to your home, including aeration, top dressing, dethatching, and soil conditioning. Also, ask us about our latest top dressing amendment, Carolina Mix, or sign up for any of our turf services by visiting us at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote. And as always, go Tigers!
Help us wrap up the week in style right here on Out of Bounds. Starting at noon right here on The Roar, our Friday show is going to be loaded. We're going to have lots of Clemson football talk as we recap day one of preseason camp. Plus, we're going to continue to talk SEC football. Look at Florida, DJ Lagway's injury issues. What do they mean for Billy Napier? Plus, a broader hot seat conversation. We're also going to do a postmortem in the Major League Baseball trade deadline and where the Braves stand, plus a little Braves-Reds talk as well. Join us on Friday on The Roar.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
where it began. I can't begin to know him, but then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Walt the Abtula Road Rage, we are back. Texter sent me this, said the all preseason all ACC team is a joke. Yeah, I'm just seeing this for the first time. A lot of Clemson flavor, like pretty much all of it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Did I count right? That's 11 of the players on the preseason all ACC team. Look, would I have picked all 11 of these guys? No, I would not. Not as first team all teamers. But again, I think Clemson has the talent to win the national championship, and I've been picking them to play in that game since February 1st. I haven't really thought about the all ACC team. I guess I should. But just to tell you what they did, they put TJ Parker and Peter Woods, Wade Woods, Sammy Brown, Avion Terrell. Offensively, they took Clemson's offensive line. They took Linthicum, Parks, and Miller. I probably would not have gone with all three of those guys. They took Wesco and Williams. And they took Cade Klubnik. So that's the all ACC selection. There's certainly a lot of Clemson flavor on the, I'm not even sure you can call it flavor anymore, Clemson dominance on the preseason all ACC team. It's pretty much all Tigers. So how about that? Still lots to get to. Let me tell you about Lake Kiwi. Lake Kiwi Auto Group has employee pricing for everyone. Listen up, car and truck shoppers. It's the final days of employee pricing for everyone. That's for you, for me, for Ramona, for everyone at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. This means this is your last chance to pay what the factory worker who builds the car pays, not a penny more. And everyone knows the employee price is the best price. And from now until the end of the month, you can get it at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. Had your eye on a new truck? Now is the time to buy because Lake Kiwi has over 300 trucks available. And get this, because the employee price is so low, that pushes the price down on all the pre-owned vehicles as well. So now is the time to buy. Go see our good friend Mark Williams, his incredible crew at Lake Kiwi Ford and Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram today. Lake Kiwi's easy to find. Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. The final days of employee pricing for everyone. From now until the end of the month, you pay what the factory worker pays and not a penny more. Lake Kiwi Ford and Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram always gives you transparent pricing. They show you everything. You get every available discount. That's how Lake Kiwi guarantees they have the best price. Simply put, if you buy somewhere else, you're going to pay too much. Don't do that. Go see my good friend Mark and his incredible crew at Lake Kiwi. You will 100% thank me later. They are the best. Yeah, that's pretty interesting. I mean, total Clemson domination on that front. Again, I think Clemson is going to dominate the ACC. I think that may be a little bit rich, even by my view, but nonetheless, it's further proof of the level of dominance that Clemson is expected to exert over the rest of the league. And it's further proof of why I put them in the national championship game back on February 1st or whenever that was at the start of February. So I think that's what we're seeing. All right, I want to talk a little bit about, we're not going to get I've been trying to get to this for 2 days, Ramona. We're not getting very far with this Virginia Tech South Carolina game. 2 days, I haven't got to it yet. I'm trying, people. I'm trying. I promise I will get to it tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday, right? It's the last day of the week.
Yes, it is.
Yes. So we will cover this in more depth tomorrow. Let me thank dear Orlando Ledbetter too. Great insight into all things Atlanta Falcons. Oh, you know, the one thing, Ramona, he basically thinks Kirk Cousins is an evil phony. And I've sort of always felt Kirk Cousins was an evil phony. I was actually giving a cousin some credit today for being patient. And, you know, and dear Orlando, I only remember one particular wording. He said, yeah, but he has a dark side.
Dark side. Yeah,
he said he has a dark side. And then he cited examples of his dark side. And I think that's who he is. You know, he sounds like a nice guy. He's patient and accommodating to the media. But then, according to D, you know, he's sort of like a backstabbing type. You know, he goes right to the phone and starts calling people and, you know, calling ownership and, you know, and all that stuff. And I think people have seen that. So there's a dilemma there. I mean, you know, the Falcons are sort of saddled with an albatross, and what do you do with them, and how do you get rid of them, and when do you get rid of them? I mean, at this point, I think the Falcons would just assume have Easton Stick as their backup to Kirk Cousins. And quite honestly, I'm not sure he's any worse a player. I mean, I think Easton Stick's basically a career backup, and I think that's what Kirk Cousins is at this point. He's a backup. He's not a starter. I mean, you would have to be friggin' desperate to view Kirk Cousins as a starter at this point. I mean, absolutely desperate. I just don't think there's any sign of it. Personally, I've never liked the dude. I thought he was a loser. I thought he's just terrible. He's choked every time he's ever been in the playoffs. I'm not a fan. But the Falcons are sort of saddled with his situation, at least for now. We'll see how all that plays out over the course of the season, where the Falcons have any way to extricate themselves from the mess that is Kirk Cousins, or whether they just accept the fact that for a year he's going to be a backup. And look, that wouldn't be the worst thing at this point, because, again, even though I don't want him as a starter, I think from a backup standpoint, he's certainly better than serviceable in that regard, at least if he throws like he did the first half of last year, as opposed to, you know, after he was allegedly injured. We'll see. Benton Equipment and Supply has been in business for 25 years. Benton Equipment Supply has four locations: 1403 Piedmont Highway, Piedmont, 441 Partners Lane, Roebuck, 101 Stribling Road, Westminster, and 1897 US 76, Hiawassee, Georgia. That is their newest location. I have seen firsthand the marriage of Takeuchi and Benton Equipment, because I have seen what a Takeuchi excavator could do on my property. It was amazing. Worked from morning into the night. Absolutely incredible. Bennett provides you with the equipment, the tools, the service, the parts, the hauling to get the job done. Built to care, built to last, big enough to handle it, small enough to care. They feature Takeuchi. Bennett Equipment has been named one of the top five Takeuchi dealers in North America. Takeuchi, for their part, came up with the world's first compact excavator in 1970, the world's first compact track loader in the mid-1980s. They are the innovator in the industry. You get the best of both worlds. You get the marriage of Benton Equipment and Takeuchi. Benton Equipment is your source for all your rental needs, all your masonry needs, largest supplier of scaffold in the upstate, sales, rentals, service, parts. They do it all. They have it all. If you need to buy it or rent it, get it from Bennett. It's more than just a saying. It's the truth. You can't go by a construction site in the upstate without seeing that marriage of Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi. And when Bennett first came on, I had numerous people write me and say, Walt, I couldn't find this. I couldn't get this anywhere. And I went to Bennett Equipment, and they were the ones who had it. They got it for me. And I think that's the truth of the whole deal. So Benton Equipment and Supply, you will 100% thank me later, basically for any and all of your needs. We don't have a ton of time to get into Virginia Tech and South Carolina today, but we're going to start it. We'll carry on a little of this conversation tomorrow. You know, when I
think about Virginia Tech, the best thing that I like about them is their young defensive coordinator. I think Brent Pry is sort of an empty suit. I think he's sort of an adult. I did not love that hire. I didn't like that hire at all when it was made, and I've not seen any reason to celebrate that hire. I think that's going in completely the wrong direction. I like Sam Cifkus. Their offensive coordinator is now Philip Montgomery. There feels like there's an air of desperation around Virginia Tech. You know, when everything goes wrong, remember Pry at last year's ACC media kickoff event said that they would be very disappointed if they didn't make the ACC championship game. You know, maybe you don't want to say things like that and set a standard for excellence that you can't possibly reach. Needless to say, they didn't approach that level. They did have injuries. Obviously, Drones was injured. Drones suffered three different leg injuries. That was a dilemma. But I just think Brent Pry is sort of an idiot. And while I do like the hire of Sam Cifkus, in fact, look, I wouldn't be surprised under certain scenarios that Cifkus could wind up being the head coach there. I think he's the brightest guy on that football team without question. They hired Philip Montgomery to coach the offense. Look, Philip Montgomery is off of that Baylor tree, the Art Briles tree, and Philip Montgomery knows offense. Whether he can convey it, I don't know. Whether he's past his prime, whether he's past his expiration date, I don't know. Largely, their stated reason for bringing Montgomery in is they want somebody who's a quarterback guru, and they view Montgomery as a quarterback guru. They thought they did not have that a year ago. They had the exact opposite. So that's why they brought Philip Montgomery in, basically to work with Kyron Drones and to get the best out of Kyron Drones. Is that going to happen? That remains to be seen. So you have sort of a coaching mixed bag here, in my estimation. You have a head coach who I don't like at all. I think he's, you know, in the P4 ranks. I mean, he's right near the bottom of the barrel. I mean, to me, I do like the Cifkus hire, and I think he's going to be good for business. Montgomery, I don't hate Philip Montgomery. There have been times I liked Philip Montgomery. I just don't know where he is at this point in his career. So he's like a 6. You know, Cifkus is probably an 8. And Brent Pry himself is like a 1. So I think that's a bit of a dilemma going in. I'm not overly confident in this. I am confident in Cifkus's ability to start to turn the defense. He's really bright. He understands how to relate to players in a big-time way. He teaches it the right way. He's highly respected. I think they will get something out of that. The question is it enough? The real question is, and we'll start to examine this tomorrow, is from a talent standpoint, where is Virginia Tech right now? I think this is the issue. I think the biggest issue with this football team is that when I look over this football team from a talent perspective, I think this team's in the bottom third of the ACC. I just don't see the dudes on this team. Now, they lost some people to the NFL, like Tootin, et cetera, and that subtracted more from the mix, and they brought a few people in that we'll talk about tomorrow. But just by and large, I just don't see enough talent on this football team. They have enough talent to lose close. They lose a lot of one-score games. Waltip to the Road Rage. I'll see you tomorrow.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Good on the mound for the Reds, Andrew Abbott. And maybe before this season, folks didn't know a whole lot about him, but he's been terrific this year.
Yeah, you know, I was looking at his numbers today, and, I'm pretty close to the game here. I'm still working in baseball, and I didn't know much about Andrew Abbott. But, man, he's probably the best pitcher you haven't heard about. Now, recently he did get some recognition because he was named to the All-Star game as a substitute, and he pitched well in it. He's not going to blow your doors off. He throws 92, 93. But he can really pitch. And so he's one of those guys that you can appreciate the craft. So the Braves will have their hands full tonight with him.
We'll see how it plays out right now. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Atlanta Braves Radio Network.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
When we come back, I'll introduce you to the starting nine for both teams. Right after that, we'll have the first pitch of the game. Braves and Reds coming up tonight on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network.
Introducing the new Dell AI.